What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that Hillary has had a recent public appearance. Well, not really public, semi-public. She threw a thank you party for all of her billionaire supporters, to which I understand her campaign staffers were not invited. Which I think is tacky, but be that as it may. People who saw Hillary outside were commenting that she looks road hard and put up wet, to put it simply. Doesn't look like she's still in the fight. But there's something even more telling going on because, you know, everybody wanted their pictures taken with Hillary. Everybody's doing the selfie thing. That's all stopped. People are now actually turning their face away when pictures of Hillary are being taken by the corporate media. They don't want to be seen with her anymore. The shunning has begun. All righty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. I must say, I think the media needs to be prosecuted because basically they are...
What did we do?
not you, the corporate media.
Ah, but thank you for that clarification.
But what I was going to say is they are the government. If there's one thing that we have found out during this election is that they are an appendage of the government. And it's actually
absolutely
disgusting.
That's Operation Mockingbird.
It is disgusting.
They came out about, I think, 6 years ago. Military intelligence officers are actually working in the CNN newsroom. We're seeing the decline and fall of that corporate media ministry of propaganda. They're fighting back. They're trying to come on out and find some way around that First Amendment where they can say, we can shut all of these people down. We're going to filter Facebook. We're going to filter Twitter. And all that's doing is causing people to cancel their memberships in Facebook and Twitter and sign on to some of these new startups that promise censorship-free communication. Scene Life, Gab, Diaspora, a whole bunch of new ones coming online. A lot of them are still in beta, but they're going to take over because ultimately people want to go where they know they can tell the truth and read the truth. And what they're doing is they're turning Facebook and Twitter into just another version of CNN. And if you look at what's happened to CNN and their audience, that's obviously not going to work. People aren't going to go back to reading filtered, controlled news just because it's on Facebook when they've already abandoned it over on CNN.
That's right. They have too much dirt over decades to ever trust them again. And I love seeing this. They've worked so hard to control it, and it's coming apart, and it's the best thing it's happened for us in a while.
I absolutely agree, and I have no sympathy for them. They did it to themselves. They made their choice decades ago to abandon the public interest and side up with government and corporations against the people. And somewhere, I'm sure, the ghost of Edward R. Murrow is chuckling quietly.
Mm-hmm. And I always recall JFK saying in his speech, I think it was his secret society speech, where he was talking about there should be very few secrets kept from the public. In a democracy of free people, very few government secrets should be kept from his people. The whole Democratic Party, everything they do is a secret. Our whole government's a freaking secret.
You're
it's
absolutely
a joke.
Right. The only legitimate secrets a government may keep from the people are those of a military nature. That's just common sense. But you don't hide from the American people that the deputy White House counsel was actually murdered instead of suicide. That was where they stepped across the line, as far as I'm concerned, in basically covering up for a homicide. And that's not what we were told the FBI is supposed to be doing.
I love seeing them crash right now. I think the Democratic Party's done. I can't wait for the ceremony where we can cry over their ashes, and I want the press to be right there with them because they suck.
Well, I don't plan on crying over the ashes. I had something else in mind, but I can't say it on the air, where the FCC will take away the licenses of our affiliates. But, you know, along with that might also be the GOP, because it's not like they're coming out of 2016 untarnished because of the way they fought tooth and nail against Donald Trump and the will of the people, to the point of even trying to force Ted Cruz on us, who isn't even eligible to be the president of the United States of America. And I think I would be very happy if both of these two party machines collapsed and made room for new parties. Because when this country was started, it wasn't a two-party system. Anybody could form a party. They were all on an equal footing. And that was to basically allow our society to evolve politically as well. This two-party system that was entrenched is a cost-saving mechanism for the corporations. Because in the old days, the rich would have to give donations to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 candidates. And today, they only have to do two to bypass the will of the voter. And so that's the reason for the two-party system. But I think a two-party system has become just as corrupt as the one-party system in the old Soviet Union. And I'd like to see the Democratic Party Central Committee and all of those people collapse. And I'd like to see the same thing with the GOP.
You got that right. And actually, Trump, I don't really think Trump is an insider. I think he is an outsider that's hoped that he is. And maybe he could help us start the new party with people like you and your listeners. We have a movement, and we need to hold them hold their feet to the fire, and let's get what we deserve as free people.
I've already got the perfect name. I was talking about when I was running my own campaign for the 2016 election under the slogan "He could hardly do any worse." I even had my own party set up. We called it the Wild Party.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yes.
And it's not the Wild West, right?
Well, it is. Now, getting on back to Trump here, now, a lot of people are trying to say, oh, he's an insider, he knows these people, he knows that. Well, anybody with that kind of money is going to be in the same social circles with a lot of these people. That doesn't make him an insider. An insider is somebody who has grown up in that drug-corrupted, CIA-linked, that inner circle. And that is most assuredly not Donald Trump. Anyway, Alex, going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call here. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And George Soros is at it again. Do you remember when I was back there saying after Trump won the election that we, the American people, are going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with President-elect Trump? Our job is not over with Trump's inauguration. It's just getting started because he's facing a hostile corporate media and an obstructionist Congress. He's up against a government full of people who don't want anything to change because they love the system the way it is. It's making them rich and you poor, and they think that's the way the gods intended it to be. So apparently George Soros, along with a bunch of the big Wall Street players and even Google, are funding this liberal think tank, the Center for American Progress. And they are now setting themselves up to be the hub, the clearinghouse, the organizing force to basically block any changes Donald Trump wants to bring. So the big money is angry they didn't get their pet into the White House, and now they're going to spend even more money to make sure that this upstart, Donald Trump, doesn't ruin this wonderful little game that they've been playing on the American people for 30 years. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. And Claire's got some more that she's going to be mentioning as well. Now, Facebook, of course, is at the forefront of bringing on all this. We are going to decide for you what's real news and fake news. And This is coming from a company which has been forced to admit yet another in a seemingly endless series of metrics mistakes that artificially inflate Facebook's reader numbers, which means they get more money from the advertisers. And funny thing, all these accidental coding errors, these matrix mistakes, always seem to favor Facebook's bottom line. You would think if they were real mistakes, they would fall 50-50 on both sides of the line, some making money, some losing money. But amazing streak of luck for Facebook that all these mistakes always seem to improve Facebook's profitability. It's like back during the primaries where Hillary's people kept winning the coin tosses time after time after time again and not letting anybody get too close a look at those coins here. Paul Joseph Watson is out there reminding everybody that one of Facebook's fact checkers is the Washington Post, who only a short while ago had to admit they were putting out a fake news about the independent media being connected to Russian intelligence. Now, under the guise of combating foreign propaganda, the GOP-controlled Congress has passed a bill last week that is setting up what amounts to a Ministry of Truth. It's called the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. And what it does is it provides generous subsidies and training to correspondents and prostitutes who will parrot the U.S. government's viewpoints. They're going to pay these people extra money to go online for the U.S. government. And ultimately, what they want is for anything that is about to be printed, published, broadcast anywhere has to get a government seal of approval first. Now, this is never going to stand a test before the United States Supreme Court because it absolutely signals the end of the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. And right now, we're seeing the U.S. government act as desperately and panic-stricken as the Soviet Union was as more and more people got onto that samizdat system of fax machines, and they couldn't figure out a way to shut that down. Now, you remember a few days ago, it was all over the corporate media about how this Santa Claus at the mall went to the hospital because the last wish of this five-year-old boy was to see Santa. And Santa held him and said, when you get to the gates of heaven, tell them you're my number one elf and they'll be sure and let you in. It was a heart-wrenching story. Turned out to be unverifiable, to put it gently. And apparently this Santa in Knoxville, Tennessee, Eric Schmidt Mattson, this is his business. He's Santa every year and he makes a good living at it. And he just managed to get himself a huge amount of free publicity out of this story. And the corporate media ran the story without checking it one tiny bit. And to show you just how petty and mean and vindictive the corporate media can be, Vanity Fair sent one of their reporters over to review a Trump-owned restaurant in Manhattan. And the resulting article had the banner headline, Trump Grill could be the worst restaurant in America. And it turns out the author of this, the food writer, wasn't really a food writer, but a known anti-Trump, highly biased liberal shill. So it's not enough that they're out saying Donald Trump is working for Vladimir Putin, and Donald Trump is having sex with his daughter Ivanka, and all the rest. Now they're out there saying, "Oh, the Trump restaurants, they're terrible. It's the Tomaine drive-through, you know, and it's the botulism bistro, and they're just anything they can do to attack him." Now, as we've mentioned before, the corporate media is in serious trouble. And the latest indication of that has to do with the New York Times, which is now going to vacate 8 floors of their headquarters building in order to turn them into rental properties. They're shrinking their operation. They're turning their own newspaper headquarters into rental office space to try and stay solvent. Interesting little article that came out of Bankrate.com talking about millennials, jobs you should not be thinking about getting into. And on the list is broadcast, corporate media. And they're saying the declining advertising revenue in radio, newspapers, and television is going to negatively impact the employment growth of these occupations. In fact, they're basically saying employment in the corporate media is projected to decline 13% between 2014 and 2024. Now, for some reason, and I don't know why, Sheriff Arpaio got on out there talking about Barack Obama's birth certificate, and for some reason they're trying to fan it up. Maybe they weren't able to embarrass the independent media with Pizzagate. So they're trying to revive this whole one, and the forensic experts are saying that the proffered birth certificate by Obama is a forgery. It wasn't the original issued by the state of Hawaii. We already know that's true, and we already know the reason, okay? And it's nothing. Obama's a love child, born in the 60s. Barack Obama's real father is Frank Marshall Davis. They look very much alike when you look at the pictures. I put the story back up at the front of whatreallyhappened.com. And Frank Marshall Davis, while going to the University of Hawaii, earned his living as a pornographer. And Obama's mother, also going to the University of Hawaii, was one of his models. And nature took its course. It was the summer of love, followed by the autumn of gonorrhea and the spring of the delivery room. That's all it was. And I don't know why they're trying to fan it up right now, but let's scotch this while we have the opportunity. Now, turning to the war zones, Zero Hedge is reporting that with regard to Aleppo, the U.S. is talking about a meltdown of humanity. They're still pushing this idea that Syria retaking Aleppo is a humanitarian disaster. They're not offering to send any humanitarian aid. That's all coming in from Russia. But it's a meltdown of sanity. Because the official Western narrative about the Syrian war is in absolute wreckage. There is social media coming out of Aleppo that shows the Syrian people are just happy as all heck about getting their city back, getting the U.S.-backed terrorists out of there. And there was this story earlier about how Syria and Russia were saying that some of the remaining pockets of jihadis were shooting at the civilian evacuation convoys. And then was right here on Fox News, they said, but we have sources that say it's really the pro-government forces because they're going to kill all the civilians. And they're still pushing this nonsense. Now, Russia's UN envoy, Churkin, is castigating the U.S. envoy, Samantha Power, for just going on and on and on about how Russia and Syria and Iran are guilty of conquest and carnage in Aleppo because, gosh darn it, that's our job and they should stay out of our business. Russia's ambassador to Great Britain organized a meeting of members of the parliament saying, okay, how would you deal with the terrorists in Syria? They didn't have an answer because they're not really thinking about that. The terrorists are a cover for a war of aggression. And it's almost like the attitude coming out of all these people is we are good and Russia is bad. And that's all you need to know. Don't you think about anything too carefully. You're of no use to us if you think and analyze and doubt. And if you're of no use to us, oh boy, are you in trouble. And let's see, we already talked about that part of it. We're coming up on a commercial break. When we come on back, more about the war zones and all that stuff that's going on. We'll be right back.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're still talking about Syria, and we're getting a lot of argument back and forth. Has Aleppo been totally liberated? No, it isn't. Who's shooting at the civilians? It's the U.S.-backed terrorists. No, it's the Syrian government. I think it was Senator Hiram Johnson once said, truth is the first casualty of war, and it certainly is the case here right now. But I think at this point in time, it's a safe assumption that anything the U.S. government says or the corporate media says or that anybody says in support of what the corporate media and the government says is probably garbage and ought to be just discarded from that point. Now, as you know, ISIS has launched an attempt to retake Palmyra. They're running into trouble because a lot of the forces that were at Aleppo are now up there. And apparently ISIS was attempting to take over the Tias air base. They have been thwarted in that one. And the U.S. still is not giving up. And certainly Obama's comments about, you know, we may be forced to have U.S. forces on the ground in Syria should tell that. And I want to hammer home a point that people need to remember, okay? The Syrian government has not asked for the presence of U.S. forces in Syria. The U.S. government has not granted permission for the U.S. to have military forces inside Syria. The government of Syria asked Russia to come on in and help with the terrorists, and Russia's apparently doing a very, very good job. And what we're seeing the U.S. government try to do is sell this ridiculous idea that Syria and Russia's approach to getting rid of the terrorists is somehow wrong, and the U.S. has a right to literally invade Syria and risk open war with Russia to show them the right way to deal with the terrorists, even though every time the U.S. has gone in supposedly to attack ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they wind up bombing hospitals, food processing centers, water supplies, and other very costly Syrian infrastructure. Now, the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act includes a provision that will allow the U.S. government to give the U.S.-sponsored terrorists in Syria anti-aircraft weapons. That means man-portable missiles with which to shoot at Syrian and Russian warplanes. They're trying to replay Afghanistan. There's only one problem. When Charlie Wilson was running that war against Afghanistan, the American people didn't know that it was the U.S. behind the Mujahideen. The corporate media succeeded in selling that what was going on in Afghanistan was the courageous people of Afghanistan standing up to those evil Russians. And it was a lie. This was a covert war by the United States that started to try and take over Afghanistan, which is why the Soviet Union went in there. And then the U.S. went on in, and Tom Hanks did a marvelous job in the movie, Charlie Wilson's War. But the reality was that this was a covert U.S. war providing weapons to use against the Russians. The difference today is everybody knows it's the U.S. behind all of this, trying to salvage a failed attempt at regime change. Been in this thing for 5 years now, and they're upping the ante. Now, up in Ukraine, where things are also getting tense, Ukrainian defense officials are now facing criminal charges in Russia over genocide of Russian-speaking people in the Donetsk Republic. So they're talking war crimes charges there as well. The European Union have now extended their sanctions against Russia because of the Russian threat. And this is not going to make the EU well-liked within the European Union itself, because the Russian sanctions have caused more economic ruin to the people of Europe than to Russia. But this is just the politicians in Brussels thumping their chests like silverback apes and saying, "Me, king of jungle, me, extend sanctions." Who cares if some French farmers are going out of business? I'm too important to be worried about them. Amazing. Russia has expressed concern that the U.S. is extending their sanctions against Iran, saying it appears to be an attempt to destroy the P5+1 deal. And they're absolutely right. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The Washington Post is now claiming that FBI Director James Comey and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper are now agreeing with the CIA's assessment that Russia intervened in the 2016 election. Now, we don't know that Clapper and Comey actually said this, given the recent history of the Washington Post. We don't know what arms are being twisted. But come on, folks. If Putin could interfere in U.S. elections, we wouldn't have had 8 years of Obama. It's time to get real here. So we're talking about how the U.S. is once again extending Iran's sanctions, and Russia's expressing concern that this threatens the P5+1 deal. That's the whole point. Now, following the P5+1 deal, Iran has complied with all of its requirements. The U.S. has not. The U.S. propaganda has been, well, yes, Iran is doing everything they said they would do, but they didn't do it fast enough. And they're still defiant to U.S. authority over their country, or some such nonsense as that. And they want the P5 plus one deal to collapse because that will open the door to an eventual war inside Iran, which is what they're still out there. U.S. Navy, apparently not happy with the current military appropriations, is now saying they want to grow the Navy's fleet to a total of 355 ships. And they're talking about destroyers and attack subs. And frankly, I think before you start building some new ships, you ought to figure out why your current fleet of ships are such junk coming out of the shipyards. Like the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, which they're now admitting is too whiz-bang to ever really be combat effective. The Freedom-class littoral combat ships, chronic corrosion issues. The Independence-class littoral combat ships, drivetrain problems. The Zumwalt stealth destroyer, drivetrain problems. If you go to a store and you buy money, you spend money to buy something, and you get it home and it falls apart and it's junk, do you go back to that store again? No, you don't. I don't think the Navy should get any more money at all until they can get their act together and spend that money wisely, which they're certainly not doing now. Speaking of money, let's talk about the economy. And apparently, Wall Street banks are currently short $70 billion in funds the Federal Reserve says they need to have on standby in case there's a downturn. Now, the Federal Reserve has been out there saying that we know there's going to be some upsets down the road here, and you should have a cash reserve built up to weather the storm. And the Wall Street banks apparently aren't heeding the Federal Reserve because they're $70 billion short of the amount the Federal Reserve says they should have. Now, Italy is a flashpoint for the European economy. They've been getting no from the European Central Bank, and the disconnect continues to be between all of these countries that are struggling with hopelessly unpayable debt and the ECB or the IMF or the World Bank, whose attitude is you need to drive your people down into poverty and give us the surplus, and then we'll loan you more money at interest to keep the cycle going. Now, the government in Rome is deciding that they need to inject 15 billion euros into the Italian banks to save them following the failure of Renzi's attempt to change the constitution in order to make it easier to take more money away from the Italian taxpayers. Here's the problem. Where is Rome getting that 15 billion euros? They're not able to borrow it from the European Central Bank. They're taking it from the Italian taxpayers. Where are the Italian taxpayers going to get it? They're going to go to the bank and empty out their savings account. It's not going to work. There simply isn't enough money there to resolve the situation. Now, Greece was at loggerheads with the EU and with Merkel. And the issue there was Greece needs another bailout. And the austerity people were saying, well, we object to your plan to give all of your pensioners a little bit of a bump, a Christmas bonus, a one-time, a little extra money to do some Christmas shopping with, maybe stimulate the economy with that. And the ECB and the international creditors basically said, no, you won't do that. You give that money to us, the bankers. The bankers. To heck with Christmas. We're your masters. We own you. You give us your money. That's the way it's supposed to be. The government of Greece basically said, okay, if that's how you feel about it. And then they went ahead with the Christmas bonuses for the pensioners. Because what are the pensioners going to do with that money? They're going to spend it. They're going to put it into the economy and start to stimulate it. And that's something everybody needs to understand about all this austerity that is coming out of these money junkies at the private central banks. They're paralyzing every economy they're predating upon. because for an economy to be working properly, money must be flowing at all levels of society into all necessary sectors of economic development. If the money is piled up at the top of the pyramid and there is no mechanism for that money to be brought back down, recycled into high wages and salaries for the workers in order for them to pump it back into the economy at the shopping malls and the car dealerships and so forth, then the economy is going to lock up. And that's what's happening all across Europe, and it's starting to happen here. And the money junkies can't see it because they are money junkies. They're addicts. During that wonderful documentary, Inside Job, that won the Academy Award and then promptly vanished from the American media, they reported on how scientists had gone to Wall Street and they'd wired scanners on to the heads of Wall Street traders. And they discovered that every time the Wall Street traders made a big score, had a big chunk of money come on in, just a number on the computer, didn't have paper and ink in their pocket, didn't have gold, didn't have anything, just they saw the number jump on the screen, and the part of the brain that lit up was exactly the same part that lights up when you do cocaine. It's an addictive process. And these money junkies, like any other addict, whether it's cocaine or meth or heroin, they're so trapped by their addiction, they can't see the harm they're causing to others around them. They don't care. All they want is that next fix. The money they have right now isn't going to do it. They need another chunk to come on in to get that cocaine-like thrill. And not too surprisingly, there's a huge amount of cocaine abuse on Wall Street. Now, I get a lot of emails when I talk about the bankers and the money junkies saying, oh, you just hate rich people. No, I don't hate rich people. I'd like to be rich myself. It's the way they do it. You look at people like Steve Jobs or James Cameron or George Lucas or J.J. Abrams. These are people who are making something we voluntarily trade our money for. And that's a good way to get rich. And we admire and respect people who do that, who give you something substantive in exchange for your money. Because that is how capitalism is supposed to work. My problem is with the money addicts who bribe politicians to game the system so that money just automatically flows from your pocket into their pocket, and then they take all that money home and they spread it around on the living room carpet and they take off their clothes and roll around naked on it and they have orgasms. Those people I got a problem with. They're pathologically ill. They're in the grip of an addiction. What we need is a Betty Ford clinic for the ultra rich, where we take the money junkies and we take the straitjacket off and we put them in a simulated Wall Street office with all mahogany paneling and rich carpeting and all kinds of stuff all over. We make them feel comfortable. And on the floor, there's a $20 bill that is wired to a spark coil. And every time they reach down and grab that $20 bill, they get a shock that knocks them across that room. Because that's what they used to do to get people to quit smoking. Is give you an electric shock when you touch the cigarettes. We need to start doing the same thing to the money junkies. Let's take a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I hope you and Claire are doing well.
We're
doing
okay.
I love your analogies. If I could, I would ask you to maybe do a graphic on these big fat cats rolling around in all their ill-gotten cash. But anyway, as you were pointing out, you know, with this unpayable debt, I mean, when interest rates are low, that's when you pay this stuff back. And obviously it's getting worse and it's not happening. So when they start jacking up the rates, and they are, it's only going to compound even faster.
Yeah, it really is.
How far up does it have to go?
Well, here's the thing. The interest rates are always adjusted in order to absorb as much of the flowing capital that's available. When the rates are low, it's basically signaling that there isn't a lot of liquidity. There's not a lot of volume of cash going on. And yes, it would be great for people to take advantage of the lowered interest rates to be able to pay back their variable rate credit cards or mortgage or car loans. But the problem is they don't have the money. It's like right now, if you look at the commercials for the car companies, those are amazingly good deals, but nobody's got the money to do anything about it. When the American people start getting money back, the prices go on up. because prices always rise to absorb as much of the available wealth as possible. The prices have actually very little to do with the value of the underlying product. Now, the problem the Federal Reserve is facing in dealing with the basis points, the prime rate, is that if they raise the rates, as you say, it's going to lock up the American economy. The Wall Street people are going to have to pay a higher cost for the money with which they're gaming the system, and that means the stock market is going to start getting dragged down, the punch protection team notwithstanding. The problem is with leaving the interest rates down is it makes the dollar less desirable in other countries as either a global currency or a banking currency. Nobody's going to invest in the dollar if the rate of return in that dollar is virtually nil. And so that's the corner the Federal Reserve is in right now.
Oh, and then, you know, it's not only the Federal Reserve. I mean, it's all over the world that this problem exists.
Oh, yeah, it's all the private central banks.
I mean,
economic globalism has linked all of these systems together. So when one goes down, it will take the whole system down with it. And that will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the people of planet Earth to stand up and say, no more private central banks. We demand governments have a public currency that's managed as a public utility, not as a privatized for-profit scam, which we are forced to be dependent on.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Mike. Love your show.
Right.
You have a good
Thank
one.
Thank you very much. Same to you. And we're going to let you go here. So let's talk about Obamacare. People who are on those Obamacare-compliant policies are going to be getting sticker shock if they've not already received it. And despite the soaring prices for the policies and the sky-high deductibles, the insurance companies are still claiming that they're losing money because not enough people are buying the policies. Most are just opting to take the IRS penalty instead. And so now there's actually talk about rationing the insurance to allow the health insurance companies to put a cap on how many Obamacare-compliant policies they issue in order to control their losses. And this, I think, is the final nail into this hoax called Obamacare. Because it certainly failed in its overt purpose of making healthcare affordable in America. It failed in its covert purpose of enriching the health insurance companies who were going to give the U.S. government a mafia-like piece of the action in taxes. And now the health insurance companies who were fully supportive of this actually wrote the Affordable Care Act. Now they're all screaming they're in trouble. And one of the provisions in the Affordable Care Act that most people are not aware of is a provision for government bailouts for health insurance companies that fail in this program. One way or the other, under Obamacare, money flows from your pocket into the owners of the health insurance companies' pockets. That's what it's all about. Now, turning to immigration, the German Home Affairs Minister is saying, effectively, Germany's streets and squares are now under control of the migrants. It's completely out of control. There's been a fire at a migrant center near Paris, one dead, several hurt. They're calling the fire having a criminal origin. Somebody set the fire deliberately. Could have been somebody who posed to the immigrants. Could have been the immigrants themselves. The refugees have been destroying the refugee centers because they're waiting for the free homes they were promised when they started their trip. Okay. Let's see. Over in Switzerland, remember they had a referendum to leave the EU? The Swiss politicians have basically told the Swiss voters, no, we don't care what you want. We know what's best for the world and the European Union. So democracy is now officially dead in Switzerland, unless there is a revolution. Apparently, Theresa May was at an EU summit, and it was very obvious the rest of the EU leaders were snubbing her for Brexit. Ooh, shun her. She's not one of us anymore. So let's talk a little bit about computers. As you know, Yahoo had a hack attack. A billion accounts were compromised, and apparently it's been tracked that this data was sold on the dark web last August for $300,000. That was the price, the payoff for all this data. So criminals now have your Yahoo account data. You should change your password if you've got anything sensitive on there at all. Here's where it gets interesting. That stolen Yahoo data includes government employee information, which now can be made available to foreign intelligence services to identify employees, find employees who are in financial difficulty, which makes them targets for subversion, along with being able to hack their personal and work accounts. This is a major threat to national security. Where the heck was the NSA when all this was going down? All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as we come up on the top of the hour, and Lady Claire joining us for the hour number three here, as you know, we're getting this intense cold all over Canada, all over the Northern Hemisphere. Record cold all over the place, heavy snow, got 30 inches on the tops of the volcanoes on the Big Island, and they're still out there talking carbon tax, carbon tax, carbon tax. And they're in a bit of a bind because even though they rebranded from human-caused global warming to human-caused climate change, the argument for a carbon tax was that burning fossil fuels put more carbon dioxide into the air. Carbon dioxide warms the planet. That's what Al Gore was always screaming about. So if the world is getting colder, taxing carbon makes absolutely no sense at all. And they were in a bit of a bind, but they have found a way out of it. And you're not going to believe this. NASA has just announced that, oh my goodness, we were wrong all along. Burning fossil fuels doesn't warm planet Earth. It cools it off. And all this snow and ice that we are seeing is all the fault of people who are burning gasoline and coal. And see, we can save the world from the new ice age if we tax your carbon. And then they wonder why people think NASA stands for never a straight answer. I mean, it is absurd here. Absolutely. Now, as you know, many states are starting to legalize marijuana, and a new industry study is showing that as marijuana becomes available to consumers, they are preferring it over alcohol. And we knew that this was going to be the reality. And much of the funding that to oppose marijuana legalization came from the alcohol industry, from the breweries and distilleries. Hardly any surprise there. It's all about fighting turf. It wasn't really about public health and safety. It was always about preserving profits of favored corporations here. Now then, there was this nurse, Megan Haynes, 49 years old, and she has been sent to prison for at least 27 years for murdering two residents at a New South Wales aged care facility by injecting them with lethal doses of insulin. And I mention this in passing along with that oncologist who got put in jail for telling perfectly healthy people they had cancer so he could make money off treating them, that we shouldn't assume that somebody wearing a white laboratory coat is somehow more honest and trustworthy than anybody else we meet in this world. And we have to be really careful what's coming out of those needles, especially when it's big, big, big business. Now then, apparently over at the National Health Service, there's been another scandal where a company has bought exclusive rights to a medication and then jacked up the price of this drug by 12,000%. See, it's not about health. It's not about curing. It's about money. The money has corrupted virtually every aspect of human society. Okay, there's the music. We're going to take a break here. When we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.